Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Thanks for doing so. And part of my main cross promotion, as in the state that I reside in, M-A-I-N-E, part of it is one fine establishment is healer.com. My physician, Dr. Dustin Sulak at Integrate 8, he's also my sensei Reiki master when I took in-studio Reiki 1 with himself, and I'm a member for 3 years in running of his healer.com home course. And how to use cannabis tinctures is what I want to talk about here. Cannabis tinctures offer a host of benefits. These products make it possible to consume cannabis and reap plant's potential benefits without inhalation or inhalation in a more controlled, discreet way. However, in order to get the most from your experience, it's imperative to learn how to use cannabis tinctures properly. When you go to healer.com, and if you choose to sign up for the training program, this is all clarified there by the healer staff writers at how to use cannabis tinctures properly. I'm directly quoting them as part of my curricula there. Cannabis tinctures offer a host of benefits. These products make it possible to consume cannabis and reap the plant's potent benefits without inhalation in a more controlled, discreet way. However, in order to get the most from your experience, it's imperative to learn how to use cannabis tinctures properly. How do you do that? How to use a THC or CBD tincture? When learning how to use a cannabis-infused tincture properly, a good first step is to consider how many milligrams of cannabinoids are in each drop or milliliter of the tincture. That way you can take the right amount. The best products will offer easy-to-understand guidelines on the label that explain the dosage in clear terms. For example, Healer Night Drops in my main cross promotion direct to the manufacturer. If you choose to do so, the link is in the description of the show, which have a 6-to-1 ratio of THC to THCA, tetrahydrocannabinol acid, contain 1 milligram of cannabinoids per drop of 50 milligrams of cannabinoids per milliliter. Within that 50 milligrams, there's 43 milligrams THC and 7 milligrams of THCA. If you wanted to consume 5 or 10 milligrams of cannabinoids, you can just count out 5 to 10 drops. If a tincture is not working for you, this could mean you need to try taking more or switching to a more potent formula. How to consume cannabis tinctures. Once you feel comfortable determining how many cannabinoids are in a drop or milliliter of liquid, take some time to get familiar with the different ways to consume your dose. You should take the tincture sublingually under the tongue and hold it for 1 to 5 minutes in your mouth before swallowing. For sublingual dosage, which is recommended, soft tissue absorption is more rapid. It gets right into your bloodstream and goes right to the cellular level quicker. Lift your tongue and place the liquid underneath using the included dropper or a syringe. Looking in a mirror can help you count the drops. Once the tincture is in the mouth or your mouth, it's okay if it gradually spreads around the inside of the mouth and towards the back of the tongue, making more contact with the oral mucosa. This allows the cannabinoids to enter the bloodstream rapidly, producing an onset of benefits in as little as 15 minutes or less. Alternatively, you can add your dose to a spoon and then place the oil in your mouth. Find your optimal amount. People vary widely in their sensitivity in response to cannabis and hemp products. The best way to find your ideal amount is to start low and gradually increase while paying attention to how you feel. Tincture drops are ideal for finding your optimal amount because it's easy to adjust the amount in small increments. It's what it's designed to do for optimum efficacy. So Healer Calm founder Dr. Dustin Sulak recommends the following process for finding the amount that's right for yourselves. Begin with 1 to 5 milligrams total cannabinoids, 1 milligram of THC tinctures, 5 milligrams of THCA, CBD, CBDA, or CBGA tinctures. Check in with your body and your mind, before and about 2 hours after taking your product to help you determine how you're responding to a particular amount. Dr. Sulak calls this checking your inner inventory, and he explains how to do this in the usage guide that I've talked about many times archivally here, but it does indeed accompany each and every order of a Healer product or products. So continue taking this amount 1 to 2 times daily for 2 to 3 days before increasing. If you are not satisfied with the effects of 1 to 5 milligrams, increase your amount by 1 to 5 milligrams for 2 to 3 days. Continue to increase your amount by 1 to 5 milligrams every 2 to 3 days until you achieve satisfactory results or adverse effects. If you experience adverse effects, reduce the amount you're taking. Most people do well with 1 to 25 milligrams per administration. Once you reach an amount that produces satisfactory effects, you can experiment with increasing the frequency from 1 to 2 times daily to 2 to 3 times daily, especially if you notice the effects wear off before the next administration. You can learn much more about the tincture, the dosage, the guide for THC, CBD, CBG, CBDA, tinctures, how to consume tinctures in other ways, tinctures versus drops, what's the difference, sourcing the best tinctures, make sure products are adequately tested, how should one store their tinctures, consider personal reasons for use and pick accordingly. There's a nice chart with the ratio for night, day, pain, balance, relief, and the products accordingly. And you can get further guidance on how to use cannabis tinctures once again at thehealer.com. And if you care to sign up for the certification and training program, I would highly recommend it. I'm in my 3rd year and counting. The once a month webinars are free to the public. If you're part of the program of your own volition to do so, you can play them back and replay. And every single one since their inception, which I believe was back in 2018, is there for retrieval in the library if indeed you choose membership. Let's take a 10-second break and get back to today's show. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to the show. Thanks for doing so. Deep calming breath. Let's talk a little bit more about the potentiality of some positive research in the right direction. A lot more to be done, but sound waves of hope, ultrasound, may actually accelerate Alzheimer's treatments with medicine in conjunction with that. To this juncture, the medicine in and of itself has been having some kind of prohibitive factor of actually penetrating the brain lobe. So the breakthrough brain treatment ultrasound opens the door to faster Alzheimer's progress. Non-invasive revolution ultrasound shows promise, emphasis on promise, no claims, in speeding up Alzheimer's therapies with different types of existing Alzheimer's medications. It seems to allow it to be facilitating penetrating the lobes of the brain. So focused ultrasound combined with drugs is showing early promise in treating Alzheimer's. Studying ultrasound may enhance the delivery of Alzheimer's treatments, leading to faster results. New research suggests that ultrasound could accelerate progress in Alzheimer's disease therapies. Taking a deep calming breath here. We're trying to focus, and I'll do more so of this in upcoming episodes as I procure and secure folks that have expertise within, to include my returning guests that do, but new professionals and so forth, as the year continues to feather out. Now on February 13th at the time of this taping. So focusing on the latest research continually, and we'll be continuing here to briefly discuss some of the most promising research findings, but moving forward as well. So we will be talking about such things as chaperone molecules. That's a show in and of itself. In that iota of studies on how they're progressing in the studies to reverse Alzheimer's symptoms with that one element in and of itself alone. And the discovery of a link between the immune system and Alzheimer's, we'll expand upon that in upcoming shows. The development of the new drugs as they continue to take pace, and I'm going to spell this one, L-E-C-A-N-E-M-A-B. I'm going to say that's lecanemab, that show promise in slowing cognitive decline. I'm going to try to incorporate different forms of multimedia to include other YouTube videos. Neutrality, that's out there. You most certainly can seek out your own information on the World Wide Web. Always with the preface, take the good, the bad, and the extremely ugly, wherever you may procure your sources of. But there's YouTubes out there that talk about this subject. There's infographics that talk about this. There's articles that talk about this. And I highly get a fair and balanced assessment on any topic. Make sure your sources are good, bona fide, and just not extreme. Would be my best advice, but it's all in the eyes and ears and Oramars and Big Brother and the holding company and so forth. So you can offer practical advice if indeed you're a practitioner. I'm still a lay person, but I can offer advice from the side of the fence of what's worked for myself and long ago and far away clients when I had them. I'm retired, infinity retired. I do this in goodwill ambassadorship, continuing to pay it forward with many, many doctors, authors, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world. Literally and figuratively, I've been blessed in that regard to have global exposure when I was in business and as I do these podcast shows. And again, it's the guest, it's the subject matter. I'm simply the porcelain junction box that puts you in touch with the options of having those provocative guests to the very best of my ability. So we'll also talk about practical advice discussing lifestyle changes that can help reduce the risk of Alzheimer's. So such as maintaining a healthy diet, an exercise routine. We talk about that at Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, the knockoff of the formal Silver Sneakers program offered by Anthony Insurance, in conjunction with the Spartacus 2012 formal YouTube workout, going back to the year of its inception, thus the 2012 designation. All my personal references of sites that have been referring actually for years in my own entourage, and then I do knockoffs of free of charge, whatever, at my Workouts for Geriatrics, and we do everything independently there, and always infinity with the proper guys in seal of approval with your physician, if you have a trainer, as you would with anything, be it human, animal, you know, the standard disclaimer, of course. So maintaining a healthy diet and exercise routine for sure. Engaging in mentally stimulating activities. We've talked about that in my own personal sojourn. You know, whatever does or doesn't happen with, you know, the yellow brick road and mercury and all of that, it'll either be dementia or Alzheimer's for sure if I stay around to be a crusty old man. This is why I just try to fight it all along the way like many people do. So the promising research, be it for myself or for those, that's what we want to hear, is encouraging news. No claims. There are none. There's no claims to anything yet. There's no cure for anything yet. However, if you have a properly pH balance, you're impervious to anything. Documented, proven. You have to seek out the right sources. So provide resources, share information about organizations that provide support and resources for people with Alzheimer's. Here, talking about specifically Alzheimer's and their caregivers, such as the Alzheimer's Association and the Alzheimer's Society, with a jaundiced eye as you do your research. Reiterate the message of hope and encourage listeners to stay informed, which we are, with being proactive about brain health and specifically in your health overall. Concise, to the point, we'll have guests with expertise. I'll continue to talk about these articles and so forth in my own blogs and shows, continuing to do these daily shows. We'll be diving deeper into Alzheimer's research. We'll continue exploration of Alzheimer's research, focusing on the exciting advancements as they progress. They're already progressing in the right direction. So grab a cup of kelp tea, goofing around, and let's dive in a little bit as we segue out. I'll finish it right up here. Deep calming breath. So we will explain how proteins misfold in Alzheimer's, causing toxic clumps. All of these subjects in and of themselves are indeed fodder for their own shows. I have enough fodder to continue to do these shows daily, 7 days a week, 365 in my sixth year. But your interaction at the message boards allows it to be fresh. What do you like? Who do you like? How'd you get here? Thank you for all of the above. What topics did we discuss when you got there that intrigued you? What are your questions over and above the ones we asked? What would you like to ask? All in good. All in good, guys, of course. But that's the way we encourage keeping the shows provocative, getting the guests that are addressing what you guys and gals want to chime in and listen to. So it's a win-win-win, and it's like you're telling me, I'm telling you, I'm telling them, we're telling each other, we're growing our networks together, arm in arm, communally, with like-minded folks that just make it so understandable how the body can and does heal itself without all of that other noise that's so counterintuitive to good health in and of itself. And the vortexes that we've been monkey minds. We talk about all of that. So, Alzheimer's in and of itself, as we start to slowly phase out, there are specific studies, numerous, about chaperones, like the 2023 Northwestern study that y'all can seek out on the World Wide Web, about, you know, and of course with mice, as most lab rats, pun intended, joke intended, because in 9 out of 10 instances, it is mice and rats, of course. It is in this case as well. And they are highlighting promising results. Infinity, no claims, there are none. But they are showing signs of improved memory and reduced brain plaques, which is very promising. Emphasizing the ongoing research that's obviously needed by further studies. But as also happens, you know, the mice and all, you know, kid around a little bit, but that, you know, they didn't turn over and flop over and expire or any of that kind of stuff. Okay? So the immune system, is it a friend or is it a foe? It depends. Especially in this new world now with the toxicity in everything. The land, the air, the foodstuffs, the rivers, the lakes, the streams, everything. So we've got some different situations medically that everybody better have a strong immune system, and it's way over and above that, but it includes that. It's way over and above that. There's diseases that haven't reared their heads since biblical times that are prevalent everywhere, be them by intent or from filth and degradation. You have to call these things what they are to understand on how to combat them. And it still never was and never will be by the remake of Jerry Springer. There's millions and millions, Carl Sagan, of those types of shows. Move along, little doggy, if that's what you so desire. That's the essence of tightening the intuitive groups that do want to work together as I close out when I talked about the filtering process, which was totally understandable. Each and every one of them was indeed provocative, well-spoken. They did wonderful jobs. It's like anything you want to equate it to. One and done, your mechanic. You know, you bought a pair of shoes in a store one time. Your lawyer, you can't, whatever. It's called life. But it's readily apparent who is interested in taking it to the next step when, where, and if applicable, and who has no interest in that, which is, again, wonderful. Choices. It's reciprocity, whether it exists or not, the clarity of the potentiality of it or not would obviously cause a better refinement of the master list that they don't know you going in, you don't know them, anything you want to equate it to, a job hire, a spousal thing, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a blind date, your mechanic, whatever. Nothing's for everybody and one and done and all of that. So we don't do anything negative, but we do things that are readily apparent. So obviously I'm now able to, by choice, because I projected this out, I did it my way. I goof around, but I did, by design. It seems to be a common theme nowadays, don't you think, in the world? By design. So, in any event, we'll continue to do the shows daily. I'm working with those that, you know, Byron Athene, coming back for his 7th appearance. Enough said there. Tim Doyle, already been here like 4 times this year already, and he was here 3 times last year. there's several others that I'm working with. Just had a great couple of acquaintances, finally, as life and scheduling that we talked about. They stayed the course, we stayed the course, and, you know, whoever got to Scotland before you, I goof around. We had them all up. Well, we had 2 out of 3 on the show. And I don't know, they led me to believe they want to come back, and it's all to their discretion. So, you know, those are the people that want to work together. That's obviously what on both sides of the proverbial desk, and there is no desk, works best for everybody. Yours, mine, and ours, with like-minded individuals. That's how everything's ever been combated on the history of this planet, especially when war, Edwin Starr, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. It's been proven. We don't get on that platform, but it's quite true if you want to research it. In the way any war's been recovered is 99.999% by the citizenry, staying cool, calm, collective, industrious, getting back, putting up knockdown buildings, whatever it takes, together with calm and repose. It's the only way. And it's definitely sends the bullies heading for the hills. That's the one thing they don't know how to retaliate, because they all live in the fear of being overthrown and all that crazy stuff themselves. All subjects for those other arenas, but very, very real. So we're here daily. We'll continue to be here daily again, you know. If Perry White, editor-in-chief, and Isolora Mars and all that kind of crazy stuff decides that we still have choices, of course, don't we? Everybody at this point in time in the real world knows somebody that's anxietied out, up against it, looking at what may or may not happen, and, you know, spinning in that vortex that they're already in by preconditioning for a number of years, that 95% of the world populace is in because of the way that it is. And that's the way that it can vortex out to your future. You see, this is how you hone out the audience that should be here. If you say poppycock, or this guy's crazy, or what, great. Great. You did us both a favor. No one got harmed. And hey, see you on the next life. Don't be late. Jimi Hendrix. See how easy that is? See how easy that is? Many of you do. It's just what we have to do. Cyberspace and all that. One last time, no kill in my household with Graham, myself. We've let vermin, because that's what they are. Rats, wasps, flies, butterflies, you name it. Because, you know, they're being driven out of their environment with development all around us and stuff. Yeah. We just open the door and out they go. Well, we do that for them too. Why? Because we're compassionate human beings. Even if they're nowhere near of the human ilk, we just open the door and let them go their merry way. Astute audience, thank you. But that's the new disclaimer that we all have to do to some degree, don't you think? It's what y'all tell me when we're in the green room. So, in any event, continue to pay it forward. All wild animals around the world are being driven out of their natural environment. Domesticated pets, people, plants on the planet. Hopefully we continue to be perceived as a harbinger of good information. Again, we project a positive, but you got to get on the backside of what isn't so positive right now. So no gloom and no doom. Hear the message. We do nothing but profess that this is about our legacy for sure. And until I take my last breath, however that may be, it's most assuredly about my legacy, to the very best of my ability, to make sure that when I'm gone, that I know she, her own volition, has people that will tell her the truth. Which is going to be key. Goodwill ambassadors are many. Continue to pay it forward. Join us each and every day. We literally have butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world. Blessed that I have that global exposure. And again, it's the end recipients in yourself. I am the porcelain junction box to get you all together. Join us each and every day. We'll say bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.